Okay. Holy crap. I just heard some of this. You don't want to go anywhere because this, I thought Alex was just being dramatic for effect. Wow. Alex, please, this didn't happen to you, but it happened to your friend. Share the story.
My friend who I went to go visit in Utah is talking to this girl. So all weekend long, I hung out with her, got to know her, and one afternoon she ends up telling me, like, man, the other day I was in Salt Lake City and I got this Lyft driver and he did the most creepy thing to me ever. Like, the conversation was so strange, it made me so uncomfortable. I was genuinely so scared. She's like, and I was so scared that this was going to be like my last ride alive that I started recording the conversation. I was like, bruh, let me hear this, because you know me, like, I'm very interested in hearing stuff like that. So she tells me how it's a Sunday afternoon. This guy picks her up, and first of all, he has opera music blaring.
Clearest sign right there. Get out!
But, like, think of how creepy. So when you hear the conversation and think about, you can kind of hear it, the opera music in the background, how disturbingly weird that is. Like, it's just not normal. It's very eerie. So he's playing this opera music, and he says something to her like, don't you just love opera music? The first thing, she gets in the car, don't you just love opera music? It reminds me of, like, wine and sex and satin sheets in Italy. So the first thing he says is he's, like, almost like setting a weird mood for the ride. And she's a very young girl. She's 21 years old, very petite, blonde little girl, okay? So here's the conversation he starts telling her. He starts describing just casually going into how him and his wife are swingers. And I've actually had an Uber or a Lyft driver before tell me that him and his wife are swingers. Let me tell you, the way that my Uber driver talked to me before about this was not in any way the way this guy is talking about it to my friend. So just listen.
I gave a ride to a girl going home after work.
Yeah.
And she was like, I haven't been late in such a long time.
No.
And I was like, okay, sorry to hear that. But they'd be like, you're a good looking girl. Like, what's the problem? And she's like, oh, I just don't have time. And I like dealing with guys, and guys are just jerks, and it's just difficult, and it just ends up never happening. And I'm like,
sorry, I'm listening to the music.
Oh my gosh, isn't that creepy?
This is creepy.
So she's sitting in the, so my friend is sitting in the back seat behind him, and he starts telling her this story, well, that's what you're hearing now, about how he screwed this girl exactly where she is sitting.
Oh my god.
That's like, coming up.
I don't see what the struggle is. I mean, like, I don't f*** you any day.
No.
She was like, well, I have roommates, but if you want to f*** me in your car.
No.
She was like, there's a park here, I'll show you. And we drove to that park, and I f***ed her in my back seat.
No.
This seat.
No.
Sorry.
Why did you have to tell me that?
Well, I hope he Febrezed at least. Oh my gosh.
But, like, here's my thing when I was listening to this, and the conversation just gets weird. She sent me, like, multiple videos. That's just one clip.
That's just one video.
But he just goes into, like, just, he pulls up his phone and pulls up this website. He's like, well, I'm a photographer, and I'd love to take your picture sometime. He reaches his hand back behind his seat to her, and he's scrolling on his phone, and it's all these just completely nude shots of women and young girls.
Like, why does he think that, like, anyone would want to see that?
Well,
like,
exactly. So what I said to her was, this is a routine. He has a rehearsed speech. He puts on this weird ass music, which obviously is like a weird turn on for him. And then he tells girls these stories about how he hooks up with all these girls and stuff. Almost like in his mind, he's like, I'm going to tell these girls these things and, like, turn them on. I'm going to show them these nude pictures. I'm going to get them to let me take pictures of them. I told her I think she narrowly avoided being murdered. I said he sounds like a sexual sadist to me.
I don't
which
think
is like
it's
a
that
serial
extreme.
Killer. That does just, weird, like, his motive is
hook up.
His motive for, like, killing or whatever is, like, he gets, like, a sexual, like, high out of it because of the way that he was very strategically telling her these things. Either that, or I think he was going to do all this, get her, like, in the mood, so to speak, get her to agree to go do this photography session, and then he was going to abduct her and put her, you know, sell her into human trafficking.
Now, that's the extreme end of it. I don't think it went that far. I think he has a routine. I think he probably tries this on, like, women he thinks attractive, and he's doing this
but
just to try to see if he can get with them to have sex. I don't think he's trying to, like, cut him up into pieces.
I do. Here's why.
Of course.
After this ride, she gives him no personal information about herself. Like, she just kind of giggles and, like, plays along with what he's saying, gets the heck out of that car. And doesn't ever give him, you know, your last name isn't on your Uber or Lyft apps.
No, just the last initial.
Okay. He finds my friend on Instagram, DMs her, says, hey, I really enjoyed, like, meeting you. I love your golden blonde hair and your freckles. I would really like to take those pictures of you if you're interested. DMs her.
Oh, my gosh.
Has been liking her photos and all this other stuff
since.
She
needs to block him. Are you kidding me?
No, hold on. Where's this guy from?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
But, I mean, like, is he born here? Because he sounds like he had, like, an accent.
No, I don't know where he's from.
Maybe it's just, like, a cultural difference. And I'm telling you, human trafficking
or something. Either that or he's a serial killer.
I usually disagree. Well, Alex, I usually think you're, like, you know, have crazy theories and stuff like that. I'm right on there with you with this one.
No,
this
pork girl, chop. Are you serious?
Dude, are you serious?
I don't think it's human trafficking. I think he's just a horny dude trying to
This is what they do. So many human traffickers convince a girl, hey, you look like a model. You could be a model for me. They're not actual models or photographers. And then they get these girls into a freaking apartment set up. They drug them. They offer them a drink, drug them, and then that's it. They're gone. Your family and your friends never ever see you
again.
That's
every guy trying to get with a girl. Hey, dude. You're pretty, you're beautiful, have a drink.
But he has a scheme.
This guy, either way, I believe Alex. I'm on Alex's side, Joe, with this. And I also think that sometimes her theories are very far-fetched. Not far-fetched.
I 1,000%
agree
with
Alex.
Is the opera music the biggest thing?
Yes, because of every scary movie you've ever seen. They are weird like that.
Either way, he was sexually harassing this girl by telling her all of that stuff. She needs to call Uber headquarters or Lyft headquarters, whatever it was.
Lyft.
Report this guy.
That's what I told her.
And maybe even get the cops involved.
I told her that too.
And she needs to block him on Instagram.
Yep.
And she needs to report him on Instagram.
I told her all this stuff.
I cannot believe this. I wonder what his Lyft rating was. Like, it couldn't have been that high. How's he not deactivated?
I don't know, but I was absolutely, like, the stuff he was saying to her was giving me the creeps. I was listening to these videos just weirded out. I just feel like that's his whole thing. Like, that, when you think about Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill in that movie, he listens to this weird-ass music. It's all part of his weird routine, man.
Turn off the opera music.
It's scary.
No, like, I used to like opera music. It reminds me of my uncle, because he's, like, super classy and, like, intellect.
Sure he is.
Person.
Sure.
I can never listen to opera music ever again the same.
But what was really freaking me out was, as she's showing me the video of her scrolling, like, so she was taking, the other video is her actually taking a video of him showing her those naked pictures of the people he's supposedly taking pictures of. The very last photo, he goes by it very, very fast. I'm telling, it was an underage girl. There's not a doubt in my mind that girl looked like she was 13 or 14 years old, a nude photo. So he scrolled real fast, took his phone away. It's all subtle, weird, the opera music, all this crap. I'm telling you, she nearly escaped death. It was very scary.
That is insane. Only one of Alex's friends could have this happen.
My mind is so blown right now. I like never want to take a ride with a stranger ever again.
I know. And also, by the way, that girl, I can't remember if it was in the Carolinas or what, the college student that got into her Uber and the guy murdered her, like, last week.
She got into a, yeah.
Oh,
she got in the wrong car.
It wasn't an Uber.
It was just a guy
She thought it was her Uber.
Yeah, she was so drunk.
So she was drunk on the side of the road, called her Uber. This is the thing. Also, while we're speaking about this, as a friendly tip, when you call an Uber or a Lyft driver and you get into the car, make the driver say your name first.
And vice versa.
Yes. Like, so if I get an Uber, they should say, Alex, they should know who I am. Don't just get into a car. Because the other freaking day, I learned my lesson on this. Thank God I didn't have anything happen to me. Because I had a flat tire. I had to take a Uber from the radio station. And there was a car sitting outside with a woman in it. It looked exactly like the car that's supposed to be picking me up. I was not paying attention. Opened the freaking passenger door, start calling in. The woman was like, oh, I'm sorry. Do I know you? And I was like, are you my Lyft driver?
Oh, my God,
whatever?
Alex.
And she was like, no. And so then my actual Uber Lyft or whatever pulls up. So that could have freaking happened to me.
Right.
So after that happened to that college student, I was like, dude, that was a close call. So always ask them to say your name and make sure they know who you are, so you know they're a real Uber or Lyft driver. And beware of anyone playing opera music.
Man.
The lesson we learned today.
That everyone should get me as their Uber driver. I'll be very nice.
Yeah, so many life lessons. This is the one time I will say, yes, get Porkchop as your Uber driver.
Yeah, we'll recommend him over this guy right here.